Weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 56 this afternoon under mainly clear skies, north winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, lows dip down to about 27. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 40. Cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow tomorrow through Friday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The state of Kansas and state broadband officials are still traveling across the state in order to discuss the different access opportunities for easy and high-speed internet access needs in rural Kansas. SWIBW reports that according to Kansas Governor Laura Kelly and the newly established Kansas Broadband Development Office, their goal is still to bring reliable and affordable high-speed broadband internet access to every Kansas home and business across the state, where they say they have a roadshow going on in over 30 counties over the coming weeks and months.
We're doing this is because we're putting together a five-year strategic digital equity and broadband access plan in anticipation of hundreds of millions of dollars that'll come to the state from our federal agency partners to bring broadband to underserved communities.
That audio from WIBW. The state government is also recommending individuals go to the federal government's websites to try and fill out the form regarding your broadband access, as they say it's vital to get the proper amount of grant funding for the expansions.
March is the month to get lucky at Midwest Kia. Been patiently waiting for your next new ride? Well, you're in luck. Midwest Kia expects 130 new Kias in March. Make your neighbors green with envy by going green in a brand new Kia EV6, North America's utility vehicle of the year. Count your blessings to find a brand new 2023 Kia K5 Sorento and the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, priced right and never over MSRP. Pick that four-leaf clover, then come by to experience our simple, transparent, and fast car buying process that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Count your lucky stars that every new Kia comes with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, we know we're lucky to be able to serve the great people in the Wichita area. Don't try your luck at another dealership. Come experience our better way to buy at Midwest Kia. Get lucky at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
A new nationwide study shows that the state of Kansas is right in the middle of the pack nationwide when it comes to the quality of life for women. As WIBW reports that the 2023's best and worst states for women shows that the state of Kansas was ranked number 36 overall, ranking 38th for women economics and social well-being, and 32nd nationwide for women's health care and safety. Some of the metrics that are used during the survey includes median earnings for female workers, along with women's preventative health care, along with female homicide rates. The state of Colorado ranks number 27 overall, ranking 32nd for women's economic and social well-being and 21st in women's health care and safety. Nebraska ranked 32nd overall in the nation, Missouri ranking 39th. Oklahoma was at the bottom of the list, ranking 51st overall, ranking last on women's economic and social well-being and 50th for women's health and safety. The top five states in the nation included Vermont at number one, followed by New York, Massachusetts, Minnesota, and Connecticut. The worst states nationwide ranked Oklahoma at number one, followed by Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Alabama.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. While the product of concrete may be one of the world's most popular resources, building structures all over the world, some economic experts in the state of Nebraska say that the cement production also may be very energy intensive and may be contributing to carbon emissions worldwide. As KSMB Local Channel 4 reports that, according to Chris Ekstrom, a chemistry professor at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, he says the production of cement may be contributing to near 8% of the carbon emissions worldwide, where only 5% of concrete right now is being recycled or reused. The university has also announced that they have received $805,000 in grant funding from the U.S. Department of Energy to help address the issue and study the carbon footprint that cement may have worldwide. He goes on to say that one of the most promising ways to reuse waste concrete is to crush it and remove any contaminants, producing a material known as recycled concrete aggregate that can be used as a replacement for gravel and naturally crushed stone.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/tax aid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and heard a proposal from Convention and Tourism Committee asking to hire a tourism director to be combined with a communication director post for the city on a full-time basis. They're suggesting the Convention and Tourism Group would fund a projected $42,000 to $45,000 annual salary for each of the first 2 years, with the city covering full benefits estimated at $27,000 annually. After 2 years, salary costs would be split 50-50. Several questions from council included where this individual would keep an office, timeline, related responsibilities, and such. Referring the matter to Administration and Finance Committee, it was urged Convention and Tourism include other organizations involved with tourism in a conversation going forward. Street Committee had reviewed two bids for engineering for improvements to Keystone 12th and 11th Roads east of Marysville. CES Group had a broader scope project that the committee indicated was more than they envisioned at this time. BG Consultants had bid $80,000 for engineering and bidding four phases of work, which would include improvements to 12th Road from U.S. 36 south to Timber Creek Drive and on Keystone from 11th Terrace west to 11th Road. This is for design and engineering only, and a next step would include particulars as to the surface type, specifics, funding, and etc. The mayor spoke in favor of the benefit of having engineering and design on hand as a necessary step to pursue possible grant funding. The bid was approved unanimously. Options for a code enforcement officer were discussed. Mayor Jason Barnes suggested council prioritize potential projects facing the city to better utilize resources in completing them. The city attorney presented a legal opinion from outside counsel regarding access to the Country Club Lake, which has been disputed by adjacent landowners who acquired the properties in recent years. It was noted that development and use of a lake dates back to 1936 and includes city control and access, which included a road from U.S. 36 that was closed by the Kansas Department of Transportation in perhaps 1991. Council suggested letting a court decide what legal rights exist in the context of a quiet title action as to whether easement rights exist. The opinion closed with confirmation that the city has the right to a condemnation process to obtain title, and that process will finally resolve any title or access issues. 2023 Washington County 4-H District Club Day results are posted on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our social media outlets. Highland Community College Western Center at Baileyville is hosting a career fair Thursday, March 2nd, 9 until 2, with over 35 businesses and organizations offering a variety of available jobs and services. The event is open to the public Thursday, 9 to 2, at the Western Center in Baileyville. Contact the Highland Community College Western Center for more details. Your news on your schedule. The KNDY Local News Podcast is updated twice each weekday. Find it under the podcast tab at KNDYRadio.com or on our Facebook page. Hometown Housing Solutions will present their results of the Blue Rapids Community Survey this evening at 6:30 in the Blue Rapids Community Center. Public is welcome to see the results as next steps are developed on the path to seeking solutions to the housing shortage in the community. Again, this evening at 6:30 at the Blue Rapids Community Center. Holly Schoenhofer, age 58, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Visitation at 9. burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Holly Schoenhofer. Michael J. Mike Kiefer, age 75, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 5, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mike Kiefer. Carolyn K. Yobel, age 86, of Dubois, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Dubois, interment in the Dubois Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7, wearing mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Carolyn Yobel.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Due to an influx in orders, Landall Company in Marysville is hiring for full-time assemblers, welders, fabrication, material handlers, and painters. You'll receive an additional 4% weekly bonus for production employees who work their weekly required hours. Landall is working overtime and offers competitive wages and a full line of benefits, including a $2 per hour shift differential for second and third shifts, all-inclusive insurance plan, paid time off and paid holidays, profit sharing, and a fuel allowance to drive to work. Apply online or learn more at Landall.com. Landall Company, EEO Vets and Disability, welcome.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Staying mostly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. There will be a chance for some rain and snow showers throughout the day on Thursday, staying cloudy and breezy with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. Northeast winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. And rain and snow showers do become more likely throughout Thursday night, cloudy with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. North winds still around 20 miles per hour and gusting as high as 35. Some flurries possible early Friday morning, then mostly sunny with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s. North winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. And partly cloudy skies over Friday night with a low around 25. Some sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s. And partly cloudy over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. A bit warmer throughout Sunday, sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 50s, and partly cloudy skies Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early March, 50, record high on this date, 85, the average low 26, and the record low 3 below zero. Sunset this evening, 6:19, sunrise in the morning at 7:01.
The month of lions, lambs, and leprechauns is here. We begin the year's third month with our March preview on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 1st. It is the 60th day of the year. Actor-turned-director Ron Howard shares a birthday with rock vocalist Roger Daltrey, and JFK established the Peace Corps on this day in 1961. And like a lion or a lamb, the one sure weather prediction we can make for March is that we will have a little of everything. It is a transitional month. when winter can still bite. Blustery winds blow, but the budding trees and lengthening days tell us winter will soon lose the battle. And here's a few events to note in your daily planner. Daylight savings time returns on the 12th, St. Patrick's Day is on the 17th, and the vernal equinox brings the arrival of spring on the afternoon of the 20th. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. The regular season for college basketball winding down with one game left for the Kansas Jayhawks after pulling off a victory last night against the Texas Tech Red Raiders with a slight victory, 67-63. It was a strong night for Jalen Wilson, the number 10 forward, as he put 21 points on the board again with 5 rebounds and 2 assists. Dejon Harris put 16 points on the board. Kevin McCullough had 14. The UN secures the number 1 slot for the Big 12 Conference for the Jayhawks with a 13-4 conference play record. Their overall record setting at 25-5. Final game of the regular season coming up Saturday this week at 3 p.m. with tip-off on the road against the number 9 at Texas Longhorns. For the Kansas State Wildcats, they're back in action tonight with their tip-off at 7 p.m. They are back at home as the number 11 Wildcats are taking on the Oklahoma Sooners. The Wildcats fell to the Sooners the last time they matched up to a 79-65 loss. They're currently sitting number 4 in the Big 12 Conference.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty Eck Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Prices plus taxes, fees, dealer add-ons, extra. 2023 F-150, 23T219, MSRP 62905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per 1,000 finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicle subject to prior sale. Offers expire Monday.
It was a big weekend in the state of Kansas for state wrestling tournaments for high schoolers as the tournaments wrapped up with champions in the 6A, 5A, 4A, and 3A to 1A divisions. As Garden City's at Colin Claystuber ended up taking the 6A division championship for 2023 at 165 pounds, winning by decision and becoming the state champion after not placing just a year ago. In the 175-weight division, Dodge City's at Luca Barker also secured the perfect session with a 45-0 record for the season with a 20-4 Tech Fall win, earning his third state title. In the 190-pound weight class, Liberals' Tristan Juarez took the title home, making his first gold after a runner-up finish a year ago. And Nolan Egan ended up winning his first state title in the 157-weight class from Derby. In total, the Derby Panthers dominated the day, becoming the 6A state championships as a school overall with 193.5 total points, Garden City coming in second at 168.5, and Mill Valley coming in third at 145.5.
For a second straight season, Marysville boys ended the Hiawatha Redhawks season in the first round of 3A Substate Tuesday. Marysville 62, Hiawatha 39, as the Bulldogs jumped to an early double-digit lead, held a 20-point halftime advantage, outscored Hiawatha the first three quarters. Led by Rook Williams with 18 points, Willow Tott finished in double figures with 11, as the Bulldogs, second seed, advanced with a 19-2 mark. Hiawatha season coming to an end, led by Cameron Boswell, a sophomore with 18 points, the only Red Hawk in double figures. They finished the season at 4-17. Marysville 62, Hiawatha 39. Bulldogs hosting 3A Substate semifinals on Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierkin.
Marysville boys and Valley Heights girls advance with first-round Substate wins Tuesday. Marysville boys take Hiawatha 62-39 and will host ACCHS Friday in the semifinals at 6. Atchison County defeated Riley County last night 55-45. Top of the bracket, Sabetha, top seed, remained undefeated, winning over Minneapolis 65-35. Nemahal Central knocked off Concordia 55-48. Semifinals Friday in boys play. Marysville hosting Atchison County at 6, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Sabetha meets Nema Hall Central at 7:30. Valley Heights girls beat Pleasant Ridge 40-32 and will face Riverside at Horton Friday evening at 6. Riverside, top seed, dispatched Republic County 61-38. Bottom of the bracket, Jackson Heights over Horton 72-28. And it was Valley Falls over Jeff County North 42-37. Again, Valley Heights girls meet Riverside Friday at 6 at Horton. Jackson Heights, Valley Falls, bottom of the bracket at 7:30. KNDY will have live coverage of semifinal round games Thursday and Friday, plus the championship Saturday in Class 1A Division 2 Substate at Axtell. Thursday night at 6, Lynn meets Kansas School for the Deaf in girls action. Axtell entertains Hanover at 7:30. Boys play on Friday. At 6, Hanover meets Wetmore Boys, and at 7:30, Axtell entertains Lynn. Again, those games live on KNDY FM 95.5. Frankfort girls advance in the Washington County Substate, tipping off Thursday evening at 7:30 with Clifton Clyde.
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball live on KNDY.
K-State fans, don't miss this season's final women's basketball home game on Saturday, March 4th, when we host Texas at 4 p.m. in Bramlage. Be sure to stay after the game as we recognize our seniors. Tickets are just $5 when purchased in advance. To get yours today, visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
Boost your edible garden's productivity by growing pollinator plants in and near your gardening containers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Many of our fruit trees and vegetables depend on bees and other pollinators to produce fruit. Declining populations of pollinators such as native and honeybees have an impact on the quality and abundance of our garden harvest. Plan for a season of blooms in a variety of colors and flower shapes. A long season of diverse blossoms attracts and feeds a variety of pollinators to support your garden. Plant more herbs and allow some to flower. You'll find many covered in bees happily gathering nectar as they flit from these to your fruits and vegetables. Add single-flowered zinnias, marigolds, and dahlias preferred by butterflies and bees. Grow native plants nearby. Research shows these attract and support the greatest number of pollinators. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Some eating establishments are known for a specific item on the menu. That's the case for this spot near Omaha, Nebraska. The recipe has been around for decades, but when this cafe opened, the owner had not heard of the item. In fact, she may have thought it sounded a bit strange. Now it's the dish that has many, including myself, stopping by to try it. It's this edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The Good Friends Cafe in downtown Wahoo, Nebraska has a loyal clientele. There are some advantages to knowing your customers well.
Usually when they start, you know, pulling in, we can tell like who's coming in by the sound of a truck. And we're like, oh, so-and-so's here. Like we don't even take the order. We just write Bobby, Marv.
Colleen Vanyuk operates the cafe with a crew that seems like family. Teresa Klein is the director of the local Chamber of Commerce, and the two of them describe the unique way some folks pay their bill here.
They pay forward.
The reason I know about it is I was walking in as one of them was walking out, and he stopped and goes, hey, need another $100?
Yeah, that's
and
exactly.
Said, nope, you're good. Okay, let me know. And off they went.
Some customers just keep money on hand, so to speak, since they're in so often.
Colleen says she owes much to others who helped her get her start.
There was a small cafe called Rezat's Cafe, and Marianne Rezat is somebody that I had gotten to know prior to purchasing this. And so I really had some conversations with her about like what it really meant to own a cafe.
You'll find a lot of the regular cafe items on the menu, but Colleen says one item is not only unique, but special to the community, and has ties to that cafe owner who gave her some early advice.
The chicken dumpling soup recipe comes from her. It was passed down to her when she took over Rezat's Cafe, and so it's a very well-known. And when she gave it to me, I didn't even realize what she had given to me. I was like, oh, chicken dumpling soup. I had never had it. But then when I started telling people, it was like their eyes lit up and like, oh, you've got Rezat's chicken dumpling soup recipe.
It's just a part of the fun and special place this cafe has become. Traveling the countryside in Wahoo, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.
Prescribed fire is an effective land management tool. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. When done correctly, fire improves habitat for a variety of wildlife species as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
If you want to improve habitat for wildlife on your land, consider setting it on fire. Prescribed burns indirectly impact wildlife by changing vegetation structure and composition. They impact how much food is available and the amount and quality of cover for wildlife. Jared Brook is an extension wildlife specialist at Purdue University. He says knowing your management objectives, especially identifying which wildlife species you want to encourage, is a very important part of your burn plan.
Not all wildlife species are going to have the same habitat, and so a fire is going to influence the habitat for specific species differently. You want to make sure you understand how that fire is going to influence the vegetation type in order to understand how it's going to influence the wildlife. So it's going to dictate how frequently you use fire. It's also going to dictate in what season or what time of year you're going to use fire.
For instance, you might burn every year or two for grassland songbirds and every 3 to 5 years for white-tailed deer. The best objectives are no good if safety isn't a part of the plan. Brooks says a common safety hazard during a prescribed fire is an inadequate fire break. The best breaks are bare soil, a gravel or paved road, or bordered by water such as a stream or pond.
The general rule of thumb is that you want your fire breaks about 2 to 3 times the height of the vegetation that's burning. So if you're thinking about burning in a native grass field, anywhere from about 20 to 30 feet is the kind of ideal width of a fire break.
Brooke also recommends letting your local authorities and nearby landowners know when you're going to burn so the fire department doesn't come out unnecessarily. Learn more about prescribed fire for wildlife management at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh.
my favorite Bible stories is the prodigal son. Hi, this is Callie Breese with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You probably know how the story goes. A young man asks his father for his inheritance early. His father agrees. Then, the son basically blows all the money on extravagant and wasteful spending. He ends up eating pig slop for food. He decides to return home. He's broke and he is ashamed. But his father forgives him and actually celebrates his homecoming. Do you ever feel like the prodigal son? You may think you've wasted your talent, or maybe you haven't made wise decisions with money, and you haven't made the best use of your life. The good news is, it's not too late. God gives us grace to begin anew. Start today. You can commit to using your time, talent, and treasure to live a life that reflects your faith. You'll find you're filled with contentment, confidence, and generosity.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
How productivity plays into farms being resilient today on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Uncomplicate the buying of crop protection products and save money in the process with FarmTrade.com. Their Name Your Price model has been helping farmers since 1998. It's simple, it's fast, it's reliable, and you'll like keeping more of your hard-earned dollars in your own pocket. And all trades are protected by FarmTrade.com's escrow service. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. Our future survival depends on the productivity of the global agriculture community, so resilience is a good thing for farmers to have. Each year, the College of Agriculture at Virginia Tech puts out the Global Agricultural Productivity Report. Tom Thompson is executive editor of the GAP Report.
The growth of agricultural productivity in the U.S. in, say, the last 100 years or so has been absolutely key to our food security, to our status as a major food exporter, and it has helped to undergird broader economic growth in the country. But we can't take it for granted.
Thompson says policy impacts ag productivity, and that can be good or bad. For example, he says the proposed plan for the European Union, known as Farm to Fork, not to be confused with this radio show, has the potential to do much harm.
USDA projected that if that were to happen across the globe, food production would drop by 11% and prices would almost double. That's an example of how important rational, science-based policies are for growing agricultural productivity.
Tomorrow, how market development keeps American farmers resilient. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Here's a look at your soil temperatures around the state of Kansas, presented by Abilene Machine. When you need ag replacement parts, Abilene Machine has more than 40,000 parts stocked nationwide, ready to ship. Visit AbileneMachine.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here's what we're looking at right now. 41 for your 4-inch soil temp in Hiawatha. 42 in Okaloosa. Olathe, 44 is your soil temperature. At Overbrook, it is 42 right now. 44 at Ottawa. Uniontown, 46. 45 in Woodson. Howard, 44 is your soil tip at the 4-inch level. Butler, 45. Flicker Tech Farm, 42 right now. Gypsum, 40. You've got a temperature of 40 in La Crosse at the 4-inch depth. Hayes, 38. 35 in Gove. Russell Springs, 35. 34 in Wallace. Sherman, right now, your temperature for your soil temperature at the 4-inch depth, 33. 32 in Cheyenne. Liddell at 4-inch level is 32 right now. Oberlin, 34. Also 34 in Tribune. 37 in Hamilton. 40 in Stanton. 39 in Richfield. 39 Moscow. Grant, 42. 36 Lincoln. Rothtech Farm has a temperature of 36 right now at the 4-inch depth for your soil. Willis Tech, 39. 39 in Gray. 40 Spearville. 38 in Hodgman, right now 37 Ness City. La Crosse at 40, 38 in Hayes. St. John right now, temperature of 40 at the 4-inch level. Lake City, 43. Harper, 45. And let's look at your soil temperatures, presented by Abilene Machine.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Into spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
As planting season gets closer, have a plan for terminating overwintered cover crops. And keep an eye on the weather on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Sustainability meet profitability. When it comes to sustainable farming practices that unlock new value for farmers, you want to go with a proven, trusted partner. Truterra sustainability programs meet farmers where they are, field by field. Bottom line, your conservation management practices could be worth more with Truterra. So level up your soil health and your operations profit potential. Contact your Truterra retailer or visit truterraag.com/enroll today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Planted cover crops last fall, they protected the soil surface and improved soil health. But if they didn't die off naturally over the winter, you'll have to kill them soon so you can plant your cash crop. Traditionally, cover crops are terminated 1 to 2 weeks before planting by rolling, tillage, or chemical control. The key for success is finding what works for you. Kevin Bradley is an extension weed scientist at the University of Missouri.
He says there's a growing trend of planting green, where producers plant into the cover crop and then terminate it soon after.
They're just leaving it there, and they're going to plant into it, and usually within a week, sometimes the exact same day as they plant, then we can go through with a herbicide application to kind of finish that cover crop off. It really does depend on what cover crop we're talking about, but more often than not, I see people doing this with cereal rye.
The cover crop is starting to die off on its own, but the herbicide provides a faster kill. Keep in mind the type of herbicide, the rate used, and the environmental conditions are factors in success.
Be cautious of significant swings in temperature because that can affect the efficacy of most of these things that we'd be using to burn it down. And then, of course, I'd say the other factor is just the cover crop itself. We find that some are pretty easy to kill, and cereal rye would certainly fall into the category of being pretty easy to deal with. However, ryegrass is probably the other extreme, not so easy to deal with.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about terminating cover crops at agriculture.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a brand new 2022 Chevy Colorado. It's a two-wheel drive priced at $34,100. They have a 2021 Chevy Silverado 1500 in on trade. One owner, a new truck trade, 59,000 miles. And awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company today.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Wednesday, the first day of March. Here's what we're looking at right now. March corn, 6.43. That's up 11.25. May corn at 6.36¾. That's up 6.5 right now. Kansas City wheat for March, 8.20¼. That's up 4.5. Kansas City wheat for May, 8.18¼. That's up 5.5. May oats, 334.5. That's down a half. July oats at 337.5. That's down a half right now. Looking at soybeans for March, 1507¼ is your current price. That's up 16¾. May soybeans at 1495¼. That's up 16¼ right now. Cotton for May, 85.95 is your current price. That's up $1.92. July cotton, 86.34. That's up $1.88. Live cattle for April, 165.30. That's down 10 cents. Live cattle for June, 160.60. That's down 70 cents right now. Feeder cattle for March, down $1.32½ at 188.40. Feeder cattle for April, down $1 at 194. Crude oil for April, up 13 cents at 77.18. Crude oil for May, 77.35. That's up 16 cents right now. Gold for April, 18.44¢. That's up $7.90. Gold for June, 1861.70. That's up $8.50. Silver for March, $20.93 right now, and that's down 3 pennies. Silver for May, $21.95, and that's up 2 cents. Looking at Wall Street, the Dow down 2, S&P down 16 currently, NASDAQ down 93. That's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network on this Wednesday, March the 1st. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty Eck Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Prices plus tax and fees, dealer add-ons extra. 2023 F-150, 23T219, MSRP 62905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $27.78 per thousand finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicle subject to prior sale. Offers expire Monday.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's that time of year for producers to begin thinking about breeding decisions for their cattle herd.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State cow-calf specialist Jason Warner recently joined me to share his tips for producers when making these important decisions.
It's really important when you're making the decision on which bull that you're going to purchase and how you're going to bring those genetics into your cow herd is really starting with a plan and understanding what the goals are that you have for your operation and being able to go back and look at it and say, have I met those goals or what changes or things do I need to implement in order to achieve them? And that's where, of course, record keeping is really important when we think about measuring our performance variables there. At the end of the day, you want to make sure that you're placing emphasis on the traits that are going to have the biggest impact on what your economic value is or what your revenue stream is for your operation. When we look at the amount of information that's available for commercial producers today, when you think about opening up a bull sale catalog, there's a tremendous amount of information there. So it's important to be able to work through that information and understand how that information directly relates to your operation and making sure that you're making an informed decision in that manner.
He continues by explaining that EPDs are still the ultimate tool to utilize when making long-term genetic decisions, such as adding a new bull to the herd.
For a lot of producers, one of the challenges that we still run into is that oftentimes I think producers can get a little bit caught up or hung up on looking at actual performance data when they think about buying bulls relative to looking at EPDs. And, you know, particularly when we think about things like birth weight, weaning weight, yearling weight, those are very important measurements from the standpoint. It does give us an indication of that individual animal's performance, but that doesn't always necessarily translate to what the expected genetic performance or the expected genetic change that individual is going to be able to provide for us. And so I think a lot of producers still maybe place a little bit more emphasis on that than what we should. And it's always important to come back to the things that really are going to give us the best indication or the best probability of genetic change there. And that's where EPDs, of course, come into play. And that's why it's important we want to go back and we want to focus on those.
Warner ends with the reminder of taking a balanced approach when looking for a bull to be a good fit for each individual producer's operation.
When we're thinking about making genetic selection decisions and buying bulls at this time of year, it's a balanced package, right? We got to make sure that we're looking at not only the genetic component of those animals, and we're thinking about the EPDs and making sure that we're understanding what those animals are genetically on paper, but things like fleshing ability, structural soundness and correctness, those, of course, are extremely important. And we got to make sure that we're taking a balanced approach there and looking at the overall picture and making sure that we're finding a bull that's going to be a good fit for our operation.
Once again, that was K-State cow-calf specialist Jason Warner sharing advice on bull selection. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.